Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a really good show planned for you tonight. We're very excited about it. And it's an honor to have you all tuning in with us. It's an honor to be here with all of you all this evening. All right, let me, without further delay or ado, I want to also go ahead and start welcoming my co-host for tonight. Let's bring in Ms. J. Ms. J, all the way from the PT state of Georgia. Ms. J, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here again. And first, I'd like to say to all the veterans, it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. And I'm excited about the show again, where Dr. Walker is not just telling stories, but changing lives.
All right. Well, we thank you for that. And again, yes, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans and their supporting families. Let's go ahead and bring in Ms. Teresa. Ms. Teresa, thank you so very much for joining us. It's always a welcome and pleasure to have you on board as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Walker. I'm very glad to be here, and happy veterans to all the mothers of veterans like myself. God bless you all.
Okay. Thank you for that, for your service as well. All right. Tonight we've got a good show. You know, we're going to, before we get into the story, we're going to take probably about 10 minutes before we get deep into the story tonight. And we're waiting for some of our other co-hosts to press 1 on their dials, and there we have one that just did. Let's go ahead and bring in Ms. Joyce, all the way from the Peachy State as well. Ms. Joyce, it's nice to have you joining us this evening, and welcome.
Hello, everyone. How are you, Dr. Walker and other co-hosts? I am from the Sunshine State.
Oh, just you're in Florida.
Yes, I am. So I'm glad to be here today.
My bad. Miss J, no disrespect to Miss J out there, but I thought she was out there in the Peachy State, but we Floridians.
Okay, because Georgia's the number one state. We know it, but go ahead.
No, we're over here in Florida. Miss Joyce, would you tell her the number one state, please, so she'll get it clearly and get it right?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get into that because every state is the number one state. So
okay.
Happy Veterans Day to all those sisters and all those military spouses and children and everybody that was involved in that aspect of their life. Glad to be here and excited about the show.
All right. Excellent. Okay, we won't start a fight on the show because Ms. Joyce is new to the show, so we won't start a fight. Let's go ahead and bring in Lady C. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you as well.
It is always a pleasure to be here. And, yes, happy Veterans Day to everybody. I hope y'all went out and got y'all free food because I know I did. You know, I've been out doing all this stuff all day long. Now I'm on my way home.
Okay. All right. Free food. I didn't know about that one. All right. Well, that's awesome. It's always a pleasure to get a little bit, and let's bring in another one of our co-hosts this evening. Let's go ahead and welcome Miss LeBron, Principal LeBron. She's with us tonight. It's a pleasure to have you on board. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here to be on the show to listen to the story. And to debate on it, And again, welcome all of our veterans that are on the line or that have families. We thank you so much for what you have done for the country, and we appreciate you. All right. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Principal LeBron's my Saturday morning co-host. It's the two of us when we do the Saturday shows every other Saturday. She's on with us, and we certainly appreciate her service. Let me just start with, Missy, I want to start with you this evening. You know, and I want to start by asking the question, you know, before we get into the story, the question is asked, how can I do my part to help others? First of all, when you're talking about help, is it help? Does it only come in financial ways? Could it come in just giving somebody some advice, even if it's the wrong advice? I mean, when you hear the word help, can you help me move? Can you help me find a date? You know, what are people talking about when they say help?
Help. They talk about, they should be talking about help in so many aspects of life, everything. Money is just a matter of time, just hearing, talking, conversation, giving you things, just anything you think will help you cross the street, whatever I can do for you. You know, that's happy. And what for me, what can I do? Anything that's in my power, I would want to do it. But I would like to throw a little ringer in there, just a little bit real talk. For me, to me, it's hard to help others when you are not helping yourself. And you're forgetting yourself because, you know, like they say on the airplane, you know, they say always put your mask on yourself first and then help the other person. You know, you got to work on yourself and build yourself in order to help others in whatever the case might be, you know, because we always given that the ability, you know, to help others. So we just need to work with our strength and do it.
Okay. So, Ms. J, while I've got you here, let me just ask you this question. So are there times when if someone asks you and they're genuine, it appears that they're genuine, because we never know because it's subjective. If someone asks you and it appears that they're genuine, would you be willing to help that person?
Ask me what? What you mean to ask me?
I mean, help
ask
you.
Me what?
If they ask you, can you help me with something? You know, and they seem to be genuinely in need of the help. Would you help that person?
If it's something in my ability, yes. If I can't help you, I will find you help. I won't just say no.
Oh, wow.
And
that
keep
is so
going.
Nice, Ms. J. And so with you saying that, Ms. J, if I called you up and say, I need you to pay my $3,000 mortgage, would you, you know, and I say that I'm just, my monies are all tied up right now in CDs, would you help me, Ms.
Okay.
J?
Yes, I will help you find your source that can help you to pay your bill. I didn't say I would help you get money out of my bank. Help can come in different ways. So I will help you. We'll work hard on finding your source where you can get that money for you won't be homeless. I will be your ride or die and help you with that.
Okay. So even though I know you rolling like that and you're going to try to help me find the source, Ms. J, I don't know. Ms. J, I don't know. Let's go to the
no,
phone
No, but
line.
See, you don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. People have to, you know, you have to keep in mind what you are able to do. People don't know what you are doing with your money. Maybe my money has been allocated to something else. You don't know that. You just know I got some money. You don't know which direction my money is going. So you don't know about me. So, therefore, you ask for help from me. So don't worry about how I help you just as long as I help you. That's the key.
Amen, Ms. J. Ms. J. Lady C, let me bring you in here. And maybe you'll help me pay my $3,000 mortgage. Ms. J, if the person is asking you for help, I mean, isn't that our duties, our moral duties to try to help people out?
Are you asking me, Ms. J?
Ms. J done cut me to the curb. She's like, she's going to help me find resources. So I'm asking
Ms.
you, lady.
Ms. J came 100. Ms. J came 100 with it. She's like, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. If you like it, you like it. You don't, you don't. But, well, I'm kind of along the line as Ms. J, though. You know what I'm saying? I got to give it to my girl. Yes, you know, I will help you, but I'm going to designate you to a program that's going to help you. Because $3,000 is a lot of money for me to be trying to give to somebody, you know? And sometimes you have somebody with $3,000, they might come back with you for another $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay. All right, so tonight we're talking about, if you just joined us, how can I do my part to help others? Let me go to someone that has a peaceful voice, because these two here, I don't know. Let me go to Miss Joyce. Let me bring you in and ask you, Miss Joyce, I mean, just so if I got a 7-bedroom, 7-bath house, and it's like I need to pay that mortgage, $33,000, and I need the help because my $500,000 is sitting up in a CD, and you don't know that, but you know I got this big house. Miss Joyce, couldn't you just help a brother out?
I don't know if I could do that just for helping somebody on that level. I have helped my children in certain circumstances, but grown people got to figure it out.
Okay. All right, Miss Teresa. Miss Teresa, I know you're a church-abiding woman and going to church. Can you spare $3,000 to help a brother pay his mortgage?
Well, first of all, I know, you know, the Bible says freely give, freely receive, but it also says be humble as a lamb and wise as a serpent. And so the wisdom that I would use in a situation like that is to help you, like Ms. J said and Ms. C. I would help you find the source for that type of money, because it's a little cliche saying out here. If you teach a man to fish, you really help that person. But if you give them a fish, they'll keep coming back for more.
Right. Okay, so just because I need you to pay it for 1 month, if I come back 5 more times, you're saying that you're not going to pay it the 5 more times. I get it. Okay, I get it, you all. All right, if you're just joining us, how can I do my part to help others? So, Ms. Teresa, let me bring you in and ask you the question. I mean, what can you do to help somebody? I mean, we know now you can direct them to resources. But what about if somebody's going through something in their relationship? I mean, do you just try to tell them what to do and you're not even qualified?
Well, now when it comes to helping, you know, I'm held to, I'm accountable for what the Bible talks about, you know, being someone that's a Bible counselor out there. So oftentimes I've had to go and, you know, get people and bring them to the evangelistic meeting, pick them up. They say they don't have a car. Sometimes I've had to give them money for food just to encourage them to come out to the meeting. So I don't, you don't really have an attitude of not to help them, but there is a thin line of at times someone could, you know, kind of push the envelope a little farther, see how far that they can go with your help. In other words, take advantage. But when those situations happen, God will give you the wisdom to know what to do. And we have to teach and train people, give them the resources that's available to them in the community.
Right. But, you know, I mean, there's oftentimes, and I find this, and I'm certainly I'm a spiritual person as opposed to a religious person I don't believe in certain doctrines, but I believe spiritually in certain things. And oftentimes I find that people may use religion as a cop-out or as an excuse when it comes to helping other people. Like if somebody comes and says, well, I've lost my job, and they're coming before the church sometimes, and it's almost like the church got to have a board meeting whether to just give somebody $36 to pay their light bill. When why can't somebody just come out of their pocket? And why you got to humiliate people sometimes to take them through so much? When a person is, I mean, having to go through just to try to get a little help. Let me bring that to let's go to Principal.
Can I just say something real quick on that? Can I just say real quick?
Give me just 1 second, Teresa. Give me a second. Because we're already a quarter of the way through the program. Principal Lamont, I want to bring you in. Why do you think that happens so much? And it makes people want to shy away from even telling the church about their problem. Principal LeBron, are you there? All right. Go ahead, Ms. Teresa. Let's bring you in and ask you a question. I'll give you a chance.
Well, what I was
saying. But quickly,
though,
we're almost out of time already.
Yes. That is a issue. However, on the flip side, there are situations in our lives where God has to teach us to swallow pride, and we have to swallow our pride And so sometimes you got to swallow that pride. And, yeah, you can go on the board, and it doesn't matter if you need help.
Your phone is chopping up. We're not getting you at all, Ms. Teresa. Your phone is chopping up. We're going to try to come back to you because we're having some technical difficulties on your end. Let's go ahead and welcome Benny to the block, to the night's program. Benny from the block, thank you for joining us. Good evening. Benny from the block, are you there? All right, perhaps he's not there. We're going to go ahead and proceed. I don't know why we're having technical difficulties. Lady C, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. All right. You know, when we talk about help, what can we do to do our part to help others? We're going to get to the story in about a minute. I remember as a single parent, I couldn't even pay my light bill. It was just that rough at one point in time. And I knew how the church operated, and it was my church. And I dare not go to the church because I sat on the board, and I know what they do. They so much so it's humiliating to get somebody. I needed like $36 just to pay my light bill for me and my kids as a single parent. And then to be surprised what I've seen them take through, I would never go to the church and ask them, certain churches that is. But I ended up going to, unfortunately, the Catholic Church. They didn't even ask me any questions except, let's see the light bill. And they made the check out to the light bill company. I mean, that is like, when you're talking about helping people, I mean, it's got to be, the help has to come from the individuals who we are. Why do you have to take people through so much life? We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Miss Jay, I want to bring you in, though. Jay, when you people talk about the mysterious saying, swallow your pride. Why would you swallow your pride if you know that a church is going to humiliate you? And don't you have some integrity or dignity about yourself that you're not going to go up there to embarrass you or your kids?
If it was a church like you're talking about, you have to go through all that and then you got to swallow your pride. No, I would not go to that church. I would hopefully have friends that could direct me to other sources, or maybe my friends or my family can help me quicker than this church will, because I know some churches, now they got ministries that will help you, but some churches, they go through all that, and everybody in the church know your business, and I don't like that. You know, they have to go through every
source, right.
and everybody knows your business, which is not good.
No, it's almost as if a lot of times people will come on the air, and I'm not pointing this, directing this at anyone, but people will come on the air with the religiosity of things. But then people are sometimes looking for something practical. You know, if I come to you and I say I'm hungry, I don't need you to tell me you're going to pray for me. Miss Lady C, let me bring you in. Do you want to just pray for somebody if you and your kids are hungry? Do you want to hear that?
No, I want to hear, let me help you.
Yes, exactly. I mean, people don't want to, they don't want to hear that I'm going to pray for you. And it actually can anger people when you're coming on and saying, well, I'm going to pray for you, my brother, and then you just walk away. You know, let's go to the story, you all. I mean, I'm very passionate about helping other people. I'm very passionate about that. Tonight's characters are Quinn and Robin. Quinn and Robin are a very successful couple in their late 50s with three equally successful adult children. Are just not on the same page when it comes to philanthropy. Now, Robin recently got into a heated argument with Quinn over his egotistical philosophy in helping others. Robin feels that Quinn only helps others because it gives him pride in talking about what he does for the brownie point in the community. Now, she insists he is not doing it genuinely from the heart and prefers to do her own community outreach in helping others without the need for the recognition. Now, Quinn is repeatedly on the phone boasting to his family members and his friends about everything, no matter how big or how small, that he does when he helps someone in need. This really bothers his wife, Robin, because she grew up in a single-family household where it was very difficult financially for her and her siblings. Things have gotten to the point where Robin moved out of their home 3 months ago and has been staying with her close girlfriend. She insists she can't take it anymore with Quinn behaving with his attitude on giving because of his success. There is no question the couple love each other, and now Quinn is actually pleading for Robin to come back home because he sincerely misses her. He is now asking her the question, how can I do my part to help others genuinely? Now, Robin has not made great demands on in response to his question. He simply states the following. Number one, there are three things. If he has to constantly talk to others about what he does for the community, it's better that he does nothing to do. It's better that he does not do anything. Number two, if he's doing it to get recognized, it's not genuine and not from the heart. Number three, if possible, she's asked that he change his attitude about the people he is helping. Okay, those were the only three requests that Robin asked of Quinn. Quinn promised that he would make the change. In fact, 3 weeks later, he made good on his promise. And within 6 weeks, Robin had moved back into their home. She was so proud of the change that Quinn made because it really also helped their marriage. Now, the question is, Ms. Joyce, I want to go to you tonight and begin with the first question. Do you think it was necessary for Robin to move out for Quinn to be genuine in his giving? Why did it take her to move out, in your opinion?
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm sorry, I was
okay,
on mute.
Go ahead.
I think she needed to get his attention, his sincerity about what she was trying to get him to understand, and also to save their relationship, because as we know, when there are issues with money, there's always relationship problems. So, you know, he has to understand that his family has to come first. And, I mean, it's okay to help people at times. And if they're genuinely needing assistance, and I'm with Ms. J on her comment about helping them find the resources, because that is a big part of what I do, is help people find resources. And it's not all about taking out of somebody else's pocket to put into somebody else's pocket, because then they become, you cripple them. They become independent.
Okay. You know what, and that is an excellent point that all of you all raised tonight. You, Ms. J, Lady C, that is an excellent perspective to put things in, because I believe you can enable people by doing it certain ways. Ms. Joyce, let me ask you while I've got you here, and we're going to go in and bring in Lady Lynn and Benny from the block. We're going to try them again and ask the question, how do you feel? Do you feel, let me just ask you all, and you can tell that I'm passionate when it comes to helping other people. Do you feel that, I mean, the church should be a place where people, first of all, should be able to go and get help if they need it? If they're genuinely in need of it, the church should be a place. Do you first agree with that? Secondly, do you think that the church should humiliate people by making them feel less than human to embarrass them when the person is in need?
I absolutely think the church should be a soft spot and a refuge for people who are in need. A lot of churches do certain things throughout the year. I think they should do it more. A Christmas and Thanksgiving is just one time a year. I think that they should provide those services every single week to families who are destitute and in need of help. And they should not make them feel less than because they are in need. That absolutely not.
Okay, let me ask you while I've still got you here. I mean, are there times, and I'm wondering if I'm the only one getting this wrong, or am I getting it wrong? Are there times when people, I'm not asking them to set aside their religiosity, but I'm saying, are there times when people need to be recognized that they are human, and in terms of being human, that there are practical things that will take place within us being human beings, as opposed to the doctrine of religion? Ms. Joyce, let me hear your thoughts on that.
I absolutely agree with that. And I just want to say another thing about certain churches. Some churches are on the ball with helping people on a regular basis, not just Thanksgiving and Christmas. They do this religiously, have clothing banks and food banks. So there are some churches that do that. And, you know, they should not make people feel that, you know, belittle them because they are in need. Because, it, look, they always say, we all just one paycheck away from being on the street.
All right, we're going to ask you. All right, let's go ahead and welcome Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, thank you for joining us this evening. I hope you're here. Are you there, Benny from the Block? Just quickly.
I am here, yes, thank you.
All right, thank you for joining us this evening. Ashwell, we're almost halfway through the program tonight. We've got a lot to cover, a lot to cover tonight. Let's go ahead and welcome Lady Lynn to tonight's broadcast. Lady Lynn, I know you're just joining us, but welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. Sorry that I'm late, but I'm here.
Okay, all right, good. We're going to ask you to make an announcement momentarily, shortly, but welcome to tonight's broadcast. Go ahead and bring in Liz. Liz, thank you for joining us this evening. Liz, just quickly, I'm going to need everybody, if you would please be so kind, I'm asking you respectfully, to give your comments 20 seconds or less tonight, you all, because we're halfway through the cover. When it comes to the relationship tonight with this couple, do you think that that Quinn's change is temporary just to get his wife Robin back?
It's possible, and thanks for having me, and I hope everyone is doing well.
Okay,
because
so
people do what it takes to get what they want.
Okay, so it could be temporary. All right, we're going to actually stand by, and we're going to go to the phone lines. And Mr. Reese, I want to bring you in with one of the questions here as well. And the question is, I mean, how can you know a person's heart when it comes to helping people, like in this case with Quinn? How do we know that he won't change back to being this egotistical person that talks about everything that he does for helping people in the community? Mr. Reese, your quick thoughts, please.
We don't know his heart. Only God knows his heart and the purity of what he's doing. And if it's impure, then God, he, you know, you have to reckon with God.
All right. We're going to take some comments that are also coming into the studio rapidly, you all. We're going to try to jump on those. Lady T, we're going to give you the first comment that's come in. This female says, how can I do my part to help others? Lady T, she says, I personally think we have to be careful in overextending ourselves and helping others because there are times when they really don't appreciate it. Is that, is there any validity to that, Lady T? If people don't appreciate
yeah.
help?
Some people, they take advantage of you, you know, and some are not appreciative. Because some, like, one example, you could have somebody on that wants some money. You'll say, hey, all I got is $20. You give them that $20, and they're like, that's it? That's all you got for me? That's being unappreciative. When they don't understand, you may not have anything else, and you just gave them your last $20. So, yes,
right.
I agree with the person.
So, ladies, are you saying that if they were they showed that displeasure or they were unappreciative, would you feel like you want your $20 back?
I won't, I'm not going to say I won't feel like I want my $20 back, but I will feel like, darn, I shouldn't even gave them anything, you know, if that's
wow.
how they would reacted.
Okay, all right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in. Benny from the Block, should you help people even when they don't appreciate the help or they have an attitude about the help, like Lady C's saying, somebody's like, that's all you got for me? Should you still help that person because maybe it's the right thing to do. I don't know. Benny from Block, your thoughts quickly, please.
Well, my thoughts are very simple. Listen, if your heart is led to help someone, then go ahead and help them. And don't worry about the heart issue after that. Don't worry about their response after that. If you did it clearly from your heart, then God's going to know it was clearly from your heart. And he will reward you based on your heart. We're trying to look at too many issues and too many people and then decide what who we're going to pick to choose. If you see a need and you help in that need, that's it. You're done. Everything else is going to be come back to you. You whatever you sow, you shall reap. So if you sow a good harvest, you're going to get a good harvest.
All right, we're going to stand by. Principal LeBron, are you there? We want to bring you in. Principal LeBron, are you there? Are you on mute? All right, perhaps we still... Principal LeBron. Okay, we still can't get her. Lady Lynn, I want to bring you in. Lady Lynn, so what I'm hearing then is if we're going to do it from the heart, should we expect blessings from God? Should we expect it? Okay, God, I did this for that person, so what you going to do for me? Is that the attitude we should have, Lady Lynn, in your opinion?
That's that should absolutely not be the attitude that we have. God does, however, promise that he will, when you take care of his poor, he'll take care of you. But that's not the reason as to why you do it. You do it because it's the right thing to do. You do it, you know, out of the goodness of your heart, the cheerfulness. God loves a cheerful giver, so you do it cheerfully and leave it at that. If God repays you and when God repays you, that's on him. But we don't do it because we're expecting, okay, well, I'm going to give this person because I know that God's going to give it back to me. That's not why you should do it. But do know that you will get that back because that's God's promise, and he doesn't go
all
back
right,
on his
All right, Missy, I want to bring you in here. So, Missy, if you have someone that you're doing something for, and they got this attitude, they just, like, abandon you on something, and you try to even reach them, you know, to help, to extend your help, and they just show that they don't appreciate it, and they take attitude. Should you do it anyway because the person might truly need your help?
You know, I think I have the gift of helping. So, yes, I would help them as much as they would let me, but I would not let myself go in the process to help them. Say if I got some emergency going, I would not stop my emergency to help them, but I will be there for them.
Okay. All right. So you continue because, okay, should we, okay, I like what Lady Lynn is saying, that that shouldn't be our attitude, that God, what you going to do for me because I did this here. Should we keep, let me go to Ms. Teresa, should we keep a count of a record of what we do for other people? Should we keep an account? Or perhaps she's not there. Let's go to Ms. Joyce. Ms. Joyce, let me ask you, should we keep a record of everything that we do when we're helping others?
I don't believe that we should. You know, like the other gentleman said, sometimes you just have to step out on faith and help someone.
Right.
If you are able to. You know, if you are able to do that, especially if it's a financial type of help, sometimes people need other kinds of help. And, you know, even if they are ungrateful, you get it back. So I don't worry about helping other people when they are in need of doing whatever I can to help them if I'm able to.
Okay. Do you expect it back, Ms. Joyce? Do you expect it back when you're helping somebody
else?
Expect your blessings to even come from
God. Not always.
Okay,
so
you just do it genuinely from the heart. We're going to ask you to stand by. We got to take a quick word from our sponsor, you all, one of our sponsors, Sister Marjorie. She's on the line. Sister Marjorie, you've got, I'm sorry, tonight you've got only 25 seconds, if you'd be so kind.
Okay. All right. Good evening, Dr. Walker and all your co-hosts and everyone on the show. I want to say first, Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans all over the world. And my name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world and called Isagenics. We have a lot of health products that may be able to help you. And you could go, you could visit my website at www.sisterlove.isagenic.com/collagen. Just to say it again, www.sisterlove.isagenic.com/collagen, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. And my number is 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. God bless you, and you could say heard it on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you. I'm enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much for that.
Let me go
to another one of our questions in reference to tonight's topic, and we're going to bring in Ms. Teresa. Are you there, Ms. Teresa? Are you there?
I'm here. My phone was muted.
Right, here we go. Another comment that came into the studio, and this may, remember, 20 seconds or less, you all. This male, he writes in, perhaps we can, when it comes to how can I do my part to help others, perhaps we can find one person who we really think needs some type of help and offer assistance to that person when we can. How do you feel about that? Find one person.
Find one person. So if you have a, find whoever. I mean, you don't need to pick and choose because the Bible says the poor will always be with us and there will always be people in need. So have any kind of one. It's so many.
All right. Well, you want to find 10, Ms. Teresa, and help all of them? I mean, this person might be only able to help one person. You want to find 10 or 15? Or should it be based
that's
on whatever
true.
We...
Well, whatever you're able to do.
Okay. All right. Certainly. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Benny from the block. Benny from the block, here's a comment. This email, she says, I don't think it's our individual job to save the world, but we should find a way to contribute in doing our part collectively. What do you think they mean by that, collectively? I mean, it's not our job to save the world, she says. Benny from the block, your thoughts on that?
Well, she does have a point, but I don't actually agree with that point. It is our job, and we are supposed to take care of those who have not and those who are in need, because we don't know when our day is going to come. I personally had to get to an experience where I was in need, and I didn't understand what to do. I didn't know where to go, how to do things, and it was very terrifying and scary at the same time. I've always known how to work and take care of things, but once you get involved with children, that changes the dynamics of how you do things. And so I'm thankful for the people, which was not the church, and I'm sorry to say that, but I'm thankful for the people who were in my life that came to my help and my need. And so, yes, we do all need to be able to help each other, collectively and individually.
That's a good point that you mentioned that, Benny from the block, because you never know, and I like something Ms. Joy said, and she said we can be one check from being in a situation where we're homeless or out there. And I remember as a single parent, that was the hardest. I had a struggle. I lost my job. And let me tell you something. All the so-called high-polluting friends that I thought I had, they weren't coming to my assistance, and they knew that I was hurting, and they knew I had children at home as a single parent. And do you know the people that helped me were the people who were on government assistance themselves? They brought me food stamps, and I will never forget that experience. So when you can look at myself for one and say, okay, if it's just me, I can go watch this, I can do this here. But you got small children at home, and you're right, Benny from Block, that changes the dynamics of everything, everything. When you got those children looking at you wondering, where's the next meal going to come from? Where's that next meal going to come from? So that's a very hard thing. And that's why I'm so passionate about what we're doing tonight. I want to go to Miss Lady C right now and ask Lady C. Lady C, why do you think it makes a difference when you got children at home? Maybe as a single parent, maybe you can speak to that as opposed to just having to look out for yourself.
Well, when you have children at home, I mean, you got these children that's looking up to you and they begging. You know, when they get hungry, they start to beg. And if they start to beg, I mean, they're going to start getting sad, they're going to cry, and it's going to break you down.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It certainly does. And that's the thing. We're almost out of time, you all. And, oh, my goodness, we've got we are really short on time right now. Let's go ahead, and we're going to do a quick giveaway that we've been talking about. Lady Lynn, I want to bring you in and let them know what the company is doing right now. Lady
Good evening,
Lynn, are you
again.
There?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, okay. Good evening again, and we just want to remind you guys about the gift card giveaway that we're doing for 25 families. We're grateful for those of you who have called in and contacted us, and we've sent out our first batch already. So thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our supporters and sponsors who called to contact us to connect us with these families. We still need more, so if you are still wanting to help, we are more than welcome to take that information from you. Call us at 786-399-6111, 786-399-6111. And we're helping those, as we're talking about this evening, those that are in need, those that are going through hardships, those who may not have everything that they would like to have in order to have a great Thanksgiving this year. So we're trying to help families and individuals in need. If you guys know any, please pass the word along. And we are already getting some of those gift cards out, and we're looking to help 25 families this season.
All right. Thank you so very much for that. And she's right. As a matter of fact, we're already starting, and the Lord is blessing in that capacity. All right, let's go back to some topics on the story tonight. And let me begin by going to, let me go back to some of what took place with Quinn and Robin. President Robert, do you think that there's anything wrong with, and let me start with Ms. J, do you think there's anything wrong with someone boasting about what they do in the community when they're boasting, Ms. J?
You know, it's a time and a place for boasting. Just out there telling everybody, boast, that's too much boasting about what you're doing. But if you're representing yourself in a program or a speech or whatever, you're telling about your accomplishment, but they could join in, that's good. But I heard this too, which is good. It's always to boast to yourself about what you're doing. And then that will help you to want to do more. So if you want to brag or boast to yourself. And that'll be approve yourself. But to just out there boast to everybody without a setting that's called for you telling your story, it's not good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ms. Joyce, let me bring you in. Do you see it that way as well?
Absolutely. You know, people should give from the heart, like it's already been said. And if you truly want to help someone, whatever kind of help you're providing for them, financial, emotional, physical support, whatever you're doing for that person, you don't need to boast about it and tell everybody, oh, I helped this person do this, that, and the other thing. That's not necessary.
Okay. All right. Liz, I want to bring you in, Liz, and ask the question. You know, if someone wanted to do something for you, would you want them to tell other people about that? How would that make you feel?
Don't bother me a bit.
So if they told others
Amen,
about what they do,
it don't bother
it
me
a bit.
I'm just happy to get the help.
Okay. So if they went out there and they did all of this other stuff, then it wouldn't bother you certainly a bit. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. If you want to speak to the issue, you can press 1 on your dial. We would love to entertain any thought that you may have. All right, in our story tonight, Lady C, I want to bring you and ask you the question. Basically, did you see Quinn as having an ego when he was out there boasting about what he did? Did you see that as egotistical or arrogant?
I don't know. I'm going to have to pass on that question because I can't say yes or no to that one.
All right. Then we'll go to Ms. J. Let me ask you that same question. Do you see Quinn as, when he was boasting to his family members and his friends, do you see that as egotistical or arrogant?
Yes, I do. And also selfishness. You know, because a selfless person wouldn't go by doing all that boasting, and one that don't have a big ego issue would not do that. Selfless would not do it. But he's selfish and has an ego problem. Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Then that's that's very interesting. All right, so let's go on and take some more of the comments that have come in, and we'll give this one right here. Ms. J, we're going to give you this comment that has come into the studio as well. We've got a number of them here. This male writes in, and he says, I have a friend who really needs my help. That same friend really hurt my feelings one day, and I caught attitude and decided not to help them when no one else was there for them. Because of my attitude towards the friend, I stopped helping him, and his health got worse, and ultimately I felt bad because I could have gone past my attitude. So let me ask you, if you are helping someone and because you got an attitude because something they did, and then you discover that their health failed and you could have probably have been there to do something for them that could have kept them, let's say, taking somebody to the doctor, and because you caught attitude, you say, well, I'm not going to do it because I got an attitude with this person, then how would that make you feel? Because this is what this person is saying.
You know, I feel for a minute I probably would have that attitude, but after I thought about that thing, I would feel bad. And like I think about Romans 12:8, if you have a gift for showing kindness, you always do it gladly and with love. And I would still help that person to the best of my ability that I can, and don't worry about me just long as he's okay, if you really care to help him.
So are you saying, Ms. Day, that sometimes, you know, if we're going to help genuinely, even if the person has attitude, then just be genuine and help them because you might be all that they've got?
Exactly. Sometimes, you know, I mean, people are human, and they are getting their feelings for a minute. But if they really step back and see, now, what would I do? If, you know, what would I want somebody to do for me if it happened to me? So you would do the right thing, and continue, I would do the right thing. I would truly do it and continue to help the person.
All right, Ms. Joyce,
and I'll be there for that, because there's nothing more rewarding than to help somebody. That's the way I
think. All right, Ms. Joyce, we're going to bring you in here, and this female, she writes in. We'll take two more comments. She says, all I can say is be genuine if you're willing to help others and not spend time talking about what you do for them. Do it from the heart and not from your ego. Ms. Joyce, sum it up for us in 15 seconds. What are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree with that. If you're going to help someone, you don't need to boast about it to other people, because, you know, it will always come back to you when you help somebody do something and you're positive about it. You will always get it back. So there's no need to boast about certain things, you know, because it could hurt their feelings.
Right. Okay, so Joyce, while I've got you on here, let's say you're riding in the car with a close girlfriend, and let's call this person Jill that you helped. You gave Jill $40 to get some groceries for her and her kid. And now you're in the car with your girlfriend, and Jill kind of like got attitude because she thought that you could have given her $80, but you gave her $40. So you're riding in the car with your close girlfriend, and you say, child, I gave this lady, you know, 40 of my dollars, when I could have used that for my lunch for 2 days. And she act like she had an attitude like I should have given her more money. Is that boasting, Ms. Joyce here? Is that boasting? Is that egotistical? You're just talking about her to your close girlfriend.
I think that the person that I gave, if I gave the money to that person, I think they were being a little ungrateful, because how do they know how much money I had? I may have just given them my last $40. So I think they were being a little ungrateful. I don't know if I would call that person out about it, but sometimes you just have to learn a lesson sometimes the hard way. Not saying I wouldn't help her again, but I would bring it to her attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what I'm asking you, the question is, you're riding in the car with your close girlfriend, and Jill's not in the car with you all, but you're telling your close girlfriend, let's call her Maggie. Let's call your close girlfriend Maggie. You're saying to Maggie, because you saw Jill's attitude, you left her house yesterday, and you're like, child, you know what? And Maggie's like, what's wrong with you? Girl, I just gave this lady $40, and I could have used that for my lunch for 2 days. And the woman act like she didn't appreciate that. I'm asking you the question, is that boasting about what you did for Jill by talking to Maggie about it, or you just expressing how
if I talked to Maggie about it, I probably wouldn't talk to anyone about it. I probably would just keep that to myself. I don't think
okay.
I would share that. I don't think I would not share that
okay.
the way I felt
Let
about
me,
it.
Okay, Benny from the block, let me ask you, same question, same scenario. If you're talking to your good friend and you're like, man, I can't believe that guy or that woman didn't appreciate that. It's like, I could have kept them $40 for some gas. Do you feel that that's talking about what you did? Because you're, now remember, we're human and we do hurt. And then we can, is there any, in other words, is it wrong to express our feelings of the pain we're feeling from something we just did?
I think we should learn how to express our feelings without expressing our feelings to other people, because what we do is the words we speak have power. They have life and death. And so when we're speaking to people about other people, we are actually speaking into their situation, their spirit. So even if it bothers us, sometimes you just got to tell your brain to be quiet. You did it from your heart. You know it's going to be a benefit, and move on and walk away. We're too busy trying to stay in our feelings about something that we did. So how can we get blessed when we all in our feelings? God can't bless our feelings. He blessed what we do and where our heart is. He knows our heart. Man knows the outside. You don't know what the situation may have been. That person may have had a bad experience. He may be mentally disturbed. It can be something totally out of his situation. But if we say something negative, then we're no better than the person that was responding.
Okay. But Lady Lynn, let me bring you in here. How can we really express ourselves to ourselves? I mean, you know, if I'm walking around the house, I'm saying, I can't believe that Jill, I can't believe she just didn't appreciate this, or John, he didn't appreciate this. And it's like, I'm walking around the house talking to myself. I mean, and if you came near Lady Lynn, rang the doorbell, and you're selling me Avon or whatever you're selling, and it's like, miss, just give me a second, and the door is open, and you hear me walking around, I don't think you want to come in my house now, because you're like, this man is a lunatic. So how can we express ourselves to ourselves? And Benny Burman Block will give a chance to elaborate on that. But Lady Lynn, what do you think? I'm thinking there's nothing wrong with maybe, you know, getting it off of our chest, even if we don't mention the person's name. Lady Lynn, give me your thoughts quickly, please.
Well, everything, you could take it to Jesus, number one. So you could be, you could express it to Jesus, and that will satisfy telling someone else without, you know, without having to tell necessarily a human. But if you feel the need to share with a human, maybe you could say without giving details in terms of the amount, in terms of whatever, just say, I did something for someone, and they didn't even appreciate it, and that really bothered me. And I know it shouldn't, but it did. And leave it at that versus I gave her $40. You know what I mean? You don't have to explicitly say what you did, how much you gave, but just say, hey, something happened, it bothered me, and I shouldn't let it, but it is, and I just wanted to vent about it, and that is perfectly fine, I think.
All right, so, Lady Lynn, you mentioned take it to Jesus. So you think Jesus is going to respond to that? Is he going to say something to make you feel better?
Absolutely,
What is he going to say?
He says, bring me everything. He says, he's going to share, remind you, you know, they treated me bad too. Trust me, I understand where you're coming from. I understand what it feels like to be unappreciated. I understand what it feels like to do something and the person not appreciate what you did for them. And he'll tell you, you know what, don't even look at it like that. Just move on. Dust your feet off and keep it moving.
I mean, we won't hear necessarily. I mean, it may be something intrinsic, the feeling that because we prayed about it, we took it to Jesus. But it's almost like you want some immediate feedback from somebody because we're human. Let me ask you to stand by. Ms. J, let me bring you in. Ms. J, you want some feedback from somebody because your feelings, yes, we're in our feelings. You're hurting right now, and you want somebody to bring you some immediate comfort. And, you know, yeah, you prayed about it, but it didn't go away. So, Ms. J, what do? Do you walk around talking to yourself? Or you going to call somebody, Ms. J, honestly?
Well, I walk around talking to myself. Then I got this special friend that is a sounding board sometimes. And I call that special friend, and I sound off, and he listens. And that's just
okay,
it. And
so
then sometimes don't even give no suggestions or whatever. Just listen. So I have to make
But
my
how does that – that's where I'm coming from, the practicality of things. How does that make – why didn't Ms. J, why didn't you just take it to prayer and leave it there, Ms. J, honestly?
I prayed on it. I talked to the Lord. Should I continue? Because I have had situations similar. And should I continue? Should I continue? But my answer wasn't coming. Maybe, I don't know. I wasn't getting an answer, really. So I just needed to talk it out, And when I talked it out, my answer, I'm going to be honest with you, it did start to come between the praying and talking it out to someone, a sounding board. It helped.
Mm-hmm.
And I did come to an answer.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. And, Ms. Jay, I can sort of relate to what you're saying because when I've gone through certain things, even when it came to helping other people, I may not mention a name of a person who I may have helped or something like that. I won't do that. But because we are human, It's almost like that expression to get it out to another human being, someone who may be able to understand or relate to what we're expressing, you know, for them to bring us something, even if it's something that maybe we haven't thought about. Being in front of the block, I want to bring you back in because you talked about expressing to ourselves, but, I mean, is it, like, better when we express it to someone who may understand us? Being in front of the block, quickly.
We would want to think that, but remember, we can poison the vine, too. We could poison other people's attitude about doing the same thing that we should do. Maybe they may have a giving heart and giving spirit, and then we tell, well, they had a nasty attitude, and I gave You're actually spewing out negativity, and we don't know how people receive things. Because remember, whatever seeds you plant, they will produce a harvest.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Joyce, I want to bring you in. I know you're in the medical profession, but Ms. Joyce, if you harbor stuff and hold it inside, doesn't that bring added stress that could also affect your health because you're holding it inside?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It certainly will. One thing, I will say this real quick, my pastor always says, you have to let it go and forgive people because they have let it go and they have gone off to Disney World and you still around here harboring bad feelings.
Right. Right. But so I'm saying, as long as you're, if you going back to the scenario with you and your girlfriend in the car and Jill treated you this way yesterday, and of course this is hypothetical, you all, and so now because you didn't, you know, you expressed to your girlfriend, in my opinion now, and you all, somebody help me because I'm not saying I get it right, but I don't see anything wrong with as long as we're not, you didn't mention Jill's name. Child, I helped this lady yesterday, and, I mean, she just didn't seem like she was grateful, and that's bothering me, you know? I mean, you know, I gave her my, you know, my last. I could have used that for gas. Mm-hmm. Is there anything wrong with that, Ms. Joyce? Is there anything wrong with telling your friend?
I agree with Lady Lynn on that one. There's a way that sometimes you can't get it off your chest without mentioning a name. You know, you can just say, you know, I'm not going to mention any name, but I helped a friend, and they were very ungrateful about it, you know, because that way you've gotten it off your chest, so you become less stressed about it.
All right. Okay, very good. We've got to take one more comment, y'all. We only have time for one more comment. Benny from the block, we're going to ask you to close us out tonight. Will you be able to do that on thoughts that how we can help other people, how we can do our part to help other people? Benny from the block, will you do that for us in about 3 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take one more comment, you all. And Lady C, let me bring you in for that particular comment. Let's go to it now. This male, he says, I asked the question, he says, are you helping others because it's the right thing to do, or are we helping to be recognized? What do you think of that? Are people doing it to be recognized? ADC, is it the right thing to do to help other people? Really?
I'm going to speak of me. I am going to say I help people because I am led to help people. If I don't feel like I am being led to help you, meaning God is speaking to my spirit. You know, if I'm someone with me and they telling me their story and they struggling, and I feel like God is leading me, saying, you know, pushing on my nerves, not my nerve, but on my spirit, saying, give this person money. Then I'm going to go give that person money. If they tell me, give this person some clothes, I'm going to give that person some clothes. You know what I'm saying? I help people based on me being led to help.
Okay. All right. So you're based on being led. So if you see somebody out there on the street and they're dirty, and let's say it's, and there are children there that are also looking, given the appearance of being dirty. And you got to wait until you have a feeling to decide to maybe give them a dollar or two?
No, I don't really carry cash on me, but I have had a family standing outside of Sam's one day. I didn't have it, but that was a family standing outside of Sam's one day, you know, and I ended up leaving. I ended up leaving after coming back asking them for their clothing size. Because I was going to go and get the baby some clothes and stuff, you know, and I also called one of my cousins and told them that they had a family, you know, and she was, like, telling me that she can go out bring the kids some clothes. But when I got back to Sam's, the family was gone.
Okay.
When I came back out from the store I was going to, the family was gone.
Okay. All right. We're completely out of time, you all. We're going to turn it over to Benny from the block, and he's going to give us some tips on how we can do our part to help others genuinely. Benny from the block.
We were all designed to be just like Christ. We were designed to love one another, to look out for one another, to take care of one another. And in the process, we should have also learned how to overlook certain things when other people are not where we are. We are all at different levels in our walk with Christ. And because we're at different levels, we can't look down on anyone. We can't look back up to anyone. We're supposed to be true believers of Christ. If you see there's a need, go ahead and take care of that need. Do not, under any circumstances, give everything you got when you know you're going to have a need. That's just not using wisdom and good understanding. Be sure that you know that you're being led by God and not being led by your emotions or your feelings. If you're led by God, you will do right every time. If you're led by your feelings or emotions, then you'll be having those conversations about, well, they weren't grateful. So try to make sure in all that getting, get wisdom and understanding about what you're going to do. Go to Christ first. Ask, listen, I want to give from my heart. Father, is this the right way to do it? He's going to answer you. And then just move forward to that. Just remember, love one another, take care of one another, look out for one another. There are going to always be poor people with us, but make sure we're not victimizing them because of their situation, because any of us could be at that at any time. Thank you.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. Those callers who are trying to get in, we're going to ask you to call in early enough so you can get into the queue, and we'll be able to and press 1 early enough. Listen, we're completely out of time. I want to thank all of you all once again, and then please join us here tomorrow night when tomorrow night's topic is going to be, it's kind of a continuation from last week, how do I know if I'm one of God's people? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's topic. It's going to be deep. If you're going to miss sometime, you should have missed tonight, but tomorrow night you don't want to miss because, you know, how do I know if I'm one of God's people? Because there's scripture that says, and God is talking, if my people who are called by my name, so the question becomes, is he talking to a specific group of people who are his people? And so the question becomes, how do I know if I'm one of God's people, one of those people that he was talking about? Listen, join us here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. If you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday when we've got a topic next week that you really don't want to miss. So until tomorrow night or until next week, I want to say to my listeners, right, we're going to talk about the giveaways. Lady Lynn will be back to talk about the giveaways and how we're trying to bless other people through your sponsorships that you're dealing with us. So until tomorrow night, until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker, and good night to all the co-hosts, and God bless you all. Keep safe and keep well. Thank you.
Blessings to you all. Blessings.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Take care. Great show as usual.